Well, I always like the idea of a new year. It's a clean slate, a new page. You know, anything's possible. We always try to start the year with a new focus and with prayer. We're going to have a night of prayer tonight at 6. I hope you'll come back and join us. Bring the family and just come. It'll just be about an hour long, probably, but just come. We're gonna pray for one another and pray for our community and for the church and for your needs. And so, join us for prayer tonight at 6 o'clock. But we start off the year, you know, with bright hope. We've got new resolutions for how we're going to change and make new strides, take new steps towards being better versions of ourselves. Some of you already said you're starting a diet, or you signed up to go to the gym, to a health club somewhere. You're going to start working out. This year, I'm getting in shape. And of course, all that was last week. And tomorrow's January the 7th. Everybody's back to work and back to school, normal routine. And you suddenly realize, well, I don't have time to try to be a better person than I was last year. I just hope not to sink any lower than I was in 2018. You know, what was I thinking? I can't possibly get to the gym and all that. But anyway, that may not sound too helpful for you in terms of a New Year's sermon. But to be honest, I've struggled a little bit with the word that I felt the Lord gave me for this year. For many years, at the end of a year, I would pray, Lord, just is there a word for the new year? For instance, you know, we say this is a place of healing, hope, laughter, and peace. And so we took those for a year of healing, a year of hope, a year of laughter, a year of peace. We've talked about a year of progress, a year of possibility. It's a year of sowing. It's a year of reaping, a year of harvest, or a year of preparation, all those things. So it was actually a Sunday morning, and I was just during worship and praying, and I felt the Lord speaking to my heart that this was a year of challenge. And it kind of rattled me, to be honest. I thought, well, I don't like the sound of that. I don't need any more challenges in my life. Just getting through the day is challenging enough sometimes. And so it really did kind of shake me. I thought, well, Lord, what's going to happen? I felt the Lord said, you know, it'll be a year of challenge, but your faith won't be shaken. Well, what's going to try to shake my faith? You know, I don't want anything shaken, Lord. I don't want any kind of challenge here. And I finally, as I've spent weeks kind of thinking about it, Lord, it's not your nature to frighten me. So is this really your word to me? And what does this mean? I asked the Lord for clarity and began to give thought to the word and what it might mean for me or for all of us in the church in 2019. I was saying, Lord, is that for me? Is it for the church? Whatever. And as I sought the Lord about it, I began to feel better and more confident about it. So allow me to challenge you with a few thoughts about the challenge of 2019. That's what we're going to look at this morning. So the first thing I realized is that challenges aren't bad things. Challenges aren't necessarily bad things, because an unchallenged life is an unproductive life. That's just the reality for us. We could ask God for an unchallenged year, and we could hope to not have any problems, no conflict of any kind. We're just going to coast through the year. We're going to spend a lot of just laying on the couch, watching more Hallmark movies. But, you know, at the end of the day, what's the benefit? What's the point? Besides, you already know how the movie's going to end every single time, all right? Somebody lost their memory in the car wreck, and then they went to the small town in the country, and there was a dog somewhere and a child, and then they all lived happily ever after. So you know how it's going to work. So that's great. God bless you. We appreciate the Hallmark people, their cards and their movies. But here's the thing. You might not face any challenges in 2019, but you won't see any growth or progress in your life either, not without challenges. Here's the truth for us. Growth requires challenge in every area and aspect of our lives. When I was a kid growing up in Muskogee, my brother played tennis in high school for a while, and he was a pretty good tennis player. He discovered he was a better debater than he was a tennis player, and figured that if he needed scholarship money, he probably could get a scholarship in debate and speech, but probably not in tennis. Wise move, and the scholarship put him all the way through a PhD program with debate and speech. But I can remember him. We had a pottery in Muskogee, Greystone Pottery, and there was a big concrete block wall out there. It was kind of a big high wall. And I can remember Steve standing out there just practicing, just forehand and backhand kind of shots, not serve, but just returning the ball. And he'd do that, you know, over an hour at a time, just practicing hitting the ball up against the wall. And there's benefit in hitting a tennis ball against a wall, but the wall doesn't move. The wall doesn't think. It doesn't have an offensive or defensive strategy. You're not trying to outthink the wall. Pretty much the ball's coming right back to where you hit it from. And to, if you want to grow as a tennis player, it requires the challenge of another player, someone smarter and more advanced than a wall. All right. So hopefully you're playing against somebody that's going to make you work at it, somebody that's going to challenge you and your ability to get better at playing tennis or whatever. It's that way in every athletic endeavor. And it doesn't exactly commend an athlete to a coach when somebody says, you know, he's really good if there's no opponent. I mean, he can almost score every time if there's nobody out there or whatever. I mean, you know, no guy's going to say, well, then sign him up. That's the guy we're looking for. You know, 15 minutes later, after the other team left the field, that guy scored, you know, whatever. Like, what in the world? So growth requires a challenge of some kind. It requires opposition. For muscles to grow and to become stronger, there has to be opposition. There has to be challenge. That's why you're lifting weights or doing strengthening exercises. So challenge isn't a bad thing because it can cause us to change, to grow, to adapt, to endeavor, to try harder, and hopefully to succeed. It's the challenge of human endeavor. For those of you who remember Wide World of Sports, you know, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. It's that kind of thing. It's that endeavor to succeed. The Bible says in James, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials or challenges of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith, the challenge itself, develops perseverance. Perseverance means to bear up under something. It's patient endurance. It's what it takes to get through this. And so perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. The challenge we face is moving us toward maturity and completeness. That, and the end of it, on the other side of that challenge, it makes up for what we were lacking. We've learned something we didn't know before. Progress has been made. So none of us are happy about the challenges, but understand the potential, the opportunity for growth and for maturity. Face the challenges of 2019, James says, with an attitude of joy, with some kind of anticipation, because we know that growth is coming. We're going to be wiser. We're going to be more mature than before. Our faith is going to be richer. Our faith is going to be stronger. We're going to have a new sense of commitment and dedication to the Lord because of what we've been through. As a noun, one way the word challenge is used is in a military setting as a demand for identification. So you would use it this way. The sentry, the guard, gave the challenge. Halt. Who goes there? Identify yourself. That's the challenge. Stop and tell me who you are. You identify yourself. We find out who we are as we face challenges in life. God designed us so that challenges would provide self-discovery and growth for us as human beings, as well as providing discovery of who God is and how faithful He is. We learn about life. We learn about ourselves and about God's character and nature through the challenges we encounter. So as you grow and you go through some things, most of us can say, I didn't think I'd be able to get through something like that, but I did. I didn't think I'd be able to endure that, but I did. Brother McQueen used to say, you couldn't stand that if you didn't have to. You know, how are we going to get through that? Well, I guess we'll just have to. We'll learn how to do this. And look at what you've survived. Look at where you are today. It's 2019. Some of you went through some stuff in 2018. You thought, I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't think I can survive this. I don't think I can get through this. But here you are. You've still got faith. You showed up on Sunday morning to worship God. You're here because the challenge that you came through, that old saying about what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. You're stronger today. Here you are. Thank God. And we're anticipating a new year. You're going to continue to grow. There's new things coming. And so it helps us identify who we are. As a verb, challenge means to object to or to question. It's a summons to a fight or a contest. I challenge you to a wrestling match. I'll pass on that, Jeff. But anyway, challenge you to a duel. Choose your weapon. You know, it's that kind of deal. How about we just play a trivia game? Let's just do that. Sit down and have a diet Pepsi. Well, here's the thing. Life itself is a challenge. It's a contest. It's a battle. It's a race. It's what Paul was talking about when he said to Timothy, I fought the good fight. It was a battle. I finished the race. It was an obstacle course for him. And he said, and I kept the faith. He had completed the race or the boxing match, the wrestling match. He had crossed the finish line and won. And for us with Christ and the Holy Spirit's power and presence at work in us, we will meet the challenges of 2019 and we'll be more than conquerors, more than overcomers. We'll be victorious in Christ. We too will cross the finish line. We'll finish that battle through Christ. But believe me, we won't be unopposed or unchallenged in 2019. It's just not the nature of life here on this planet. There will be challenges. And as we meet the challenges of 2019, be aware of what's at stake. And I'm not just talking about the challenges of, you know, meeting those New Year's resolutions or whatever. It's good and I hope we all lose a few pounds and all that. That's important. But I'm talking about being aware of the spiritual challenges that we face in our life. We will be opposed by the enemy of our soul in 2019. Some of it may be up in our face opposition, and sometimes that kind of challenge is easier for us to deal with than the subtle challenges that we face, those subtle kind of pulls and temptations to compromise, to give in places where we've been standing strong before. So we need to be aware of those challenges to compromise, challenges to go with our gut. Well, it just feels right, rather than going with the clear word of God, the clear pronouncement of God's word, going with the crowd rather than standing alone with Jesus, taking a stand and saying, no, I don't care if everybody does that. I can't and I won't because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Compromise, taking the easy way rather than taking up our cross and following Jesus. There will be challenges, and keep in mind we're talking about eternity. So what I'm telling you this morning is the stakes are really high. It's higher than whether you can keep your New Year's resolution of reading a book a week and going to the gym 5 times a week and taking time to meditate and pray. Well, we're talking about eternity here. The stakes are high and it matters. So we can't quit and we can't surrender. We are being challenged, but we can rise to the occasion and fight that good fight of faith and never give up or give in. The writer of Proverbs exhorts us in this way: above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Don't swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. There's a challenge for you right there. Do that. Do what Proverbs 4 has to say, and it will keep you for the rest of your life. Teenagers, read that. Find your Bible. Mark it down. Here's what I need to do. Guard my heart. Put away stupid talk from your mouth and corrupt talk. Let your eyes fix your gaze on the Lord Jesus Christ. And look what he says. Make level paths for your feet. Take ways that are firm. Look, if the sign says thin ice, then you don't walk out there to see how thin it is, you know. Well, you think that sign's telling the truth? You know, and then, well, I guess it was, yeah. Why did you drown? Well, I didn't believe the sign. If the sign says danger, minefields, don't go out there to have lunch, have a picnic, and to see if that's really the truth or not. If it says minefields, it's an amazing thing that we do. That in a spiritual sense, on the journey of our life, a lot of people just, they're out on the thin ice, they're driving through the minefield, and then something blows up, and then they're going, I don't understand why God let this happen. Why did God do this to me? God didn't do that to you. You drove out on the ice. You looked at the sign and said, thin ice, huh? And then you walked out there, and now you're mad at God because your shoes are wet? Come on! He says, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me this morning? He says, fix level paths for your feet. Well, I can't believe I fell over that. It was right there in front of you. That's why you fell over that. Look, I told myself I was going to be better in this service because people are watching that I can't see or whatever. But here's the truth. There's not a lot you can there's not a lot you can do with stupid, is there? Huh? There just really isn't. And so, and you know what? And I'm going to come to your house and hold your hand and tell you, I'm so sorry that this happened. But sometimes I just want to say, what did you think was going to happen? What did you think? You were going to be the first person since Jesus, when he walked on water, that you thought you could drive out there and your car not sink? It's a lake. This is how it works.
You thought you could defy gravity? Thank you.
Helpful, but you just can't. All right. Six of you got that. But you just can't. It's not going to happen. Well, I thought maybe the ground would break my fall. It did. But you shouldn't have jumped off a four-story building. There's just something you can't do about that. So he says, look, make level paths for your feet and don't swerve from the path of obedience to God and His Word. Fix your eyes on Jesus and keep on. Accept the challenge and meet it in faith, trusting in the Lord. Listen, challenges are going to come, but you don't have to make them worse by making wrong choices. Right? Challenges are going to come, but you don't have to let them destroy you and lay you out, defeat you. Discipline and training are called for in our walk with God, so we can rise to the challenge and the occasion. A lot of us set goals. I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to run and train and discipline your body and do that. But don't neglect your spirit as well, and your spiritual life. So the Apostle Paul knew that and said, for physical training is of value, of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. And so you can devote all that attention to getting your body healthy and you run and train and you can let your soul deteriorate in the process. And he says, look, good for you. You'll be the healthiest corpse at the funeral home. But if you feed your soul and your spirit, here's the deal. It has value for eternity. It has value for something beyond just, well, he really looked good. You know, doesn't he look good or whatever? No, it's more than that. It's about, didn't he do well in his life and in his soul? And so we need to keep that in mind. Brother McQueen, who was the pastor when I was on staff as the youth pastor, was here from 75 to 85. Brother McQueen used to say, if you haven't had your Gethsemane, just wait, you will. And he just meant there's going to come a moment in your life where it'll be a dark night. It'll be a difficult place. And I remember some people objected to that. They felt like it wasn't a positive confession. It's just too negative. He's predicting something bad was going to happen. And I defended even that. Look, I said, it's not predicting something bad. It's just stating a truth born of experience. Everyone has challenges. Everybody's going to face that. Everybody's going to have, you will have a Gethsemane someday. There'll be something you're going to go through that you're going to pray, oh God, isn't there a way out of this? Isn't there a way? That's what Jesus prayed in Gethsemane. Lord, can you let this cup pass from me? Is there another way besides this? I don't care what your faith confession is. The reality is that bad stuff still happens to people that live on planet Earth. But bad things that happen don't have to destroy us or our faith. So what's the Bible say? The Bible says a righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Some of us are more familiar with the King James Version of that. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. We're all going to face some challenges in 2019, but don't despair. Be encouraged because the Lord is going to use that as an opportunity to show His strength and power in your behalf, and He will deliver you out of whatever the challenge is for 2019. We're all going to face challenges, but don't despair. So here's some things that I know for sure about the challenges. First of all, we'll face challenges, but God's grace is greater. The Apostle Paul speaks of a thorn in his flesh, he called it. He said it was a messenger of Satan that was sent to torment him. And he was facing a challenge, wouldn't you say, if you had a messenger of Satan that's come against you? And Paul said, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. It's an interesting statement that he says, three times I pleaded. Because if I've got a messenger from Satan or a thorn in my flesh, I got a lot more than three times I'm going to bring this up. All right, this is going to be all day, every day. Oh, God, help me. Get this out of me, whatever. I don't want this. And so, but there must have been three specific attacks or circumstances where it was something that was elevated to this place where Paul remembers exactly where he was and what was going on as he battled against this. Three specific times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away, and three times that immediate deliverance or relief didn't come. But what did come to him was this word of assurance from the Lord. Paul writes, but here's what God said to me. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And I don't know about you, but I've relied on that. I've leaned on that verse a lot of days and a lot of times. My grace is sufficient for you. This may not be the time for the full deliverance to come, but my grace is sufficient for you. And in your weakness, my power is going to be manifested. I'm going to get you through this. you're going to make it. And we lean on that. Challenges will come, but in those times of testing when you feel weak and helpless, don't despair. God's all-sufficient grace, God's grace that is more than enough, will be at work in you and in your life and in your circumstances, and His power will be manifested and expressed in your weakness. At that moment when you think, I can't, God by His grace in us says, as Sarah read this morning, God's grace says, I am and I can. I am and I can. You can't, but I can. And I'll be with you. And I'll accomplish this. And I'll do this. And so His grace is sufficient for you in every moment, in every circumstance of your life, whatever you're facing. Even if you can't, He's the I am, and He can, and He will. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but He delivers us out of them all. That's the expectation that we have. We'll face challenges, but God's grace is greater. And you know, if you've been here for a while, all these years, I've been saying the same thing. That is that life isn't fair, but God is always faithful. And I believe it for 2019. This year will present some challenges that won't seem very fair to any of us. It already has. For people in our church, for people we love. I stood there with Bob yesterday and he said, you know, when I went to bed last night, I had no idea that I would wake up to this. To wake up and find that Gail had gone to heaven. Folks, 2019 has some challenges ahead. And there'll be some stuff that will happen that will just think, I don't get this, it's not very fair. And if you're counting on life being fair, you need to just count on something else because it probably won't be. I kiddingly say, if life was fair, I'd be 6'4 and weigh what I weigh right now. You know, life's not fair. It's just what it is, you know. So some of those things we can't change. The challenges of our life don't seem fair. But God's the one who stands faithfully beside us in every challenge. He's the one who shows His power in our weakness. So Paul reminds us in Romans 8, and we know that in all things. If you got your Bible, underline it, or I don't know what you can do with a smartphone, circle it or do something, I don't know, make things flash around us, whatever. In all things, not in some things, not in occasional things, not in the easy things, but in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Listen, life isn't fair, but God is faithful, and God is at work in your circumstances and in your life. Be encouraged. The psalmist said, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. He hasn't left you in the midst of that challenge. He hasn't left you. If you've encountered something that was crushing to you, to your life or your spirit, listen, God is still with you. Even in that crushing moment, even when your heart is broken, the Lord is still close to you. And the psalmist also said that God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present or ever present help in a time of trouble, in a time of challenge. Therefore, we won't fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Let me just tell you, it won't get any worse than that, whatever happens in 2019. All right? Whatever challenges you face, I'm pretty sure that the earth falling apart and all the mountains crashing into the sea, that'll be about the worst day anybody's going to have. All right? A cataclysmic end to life, human life on the planet, that about sums it up. Boy, you're looking at me like, you really think that's going to happen this year? Lighten up, everybody. Look, are you awake? Is everybody awake? I know it's getting warm in here. It's winter in Oklahoma, so it's like, oh, man. You're watching from some other part of the world. It's 70 degrees in January in Oklahoma. If we had a beach here, it would just... Anyway. Listen, life's not fair, but God is faithfully present in every circumstance. He's near to us. He's our refuge and our strength. He's working in our behalf. And we can count on Him being faithful in 2019. I mean, look at it again. Even to the extent that the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, your washing machine and your refrigerator and your car all dying on the same day doesn't compare to the mountains falling into the sea. Whatever the challenges you're facing, it won't get any bigger or worse than that. And God is able to be with you to meet those challenges. Hallelujah. Well, here's something else I want you to see this morning. That the pain you encounter in the challenge is labor pain. It's birth pain. Something is being born in you or birthed through you. I said at the beginning that an unchallenged life is an unproductive life. And what I want you to know and understand today is that something is being produced in you and through you. And though there will be pain and there's going to be a challenge in that pain, but there's blessing that's coming through on the other side. Job, in all the challenge that Job faced, and he says, though I'm being challenged, though I'm being tried, when I come through this, on the other side of this, I'll be as pure gold. On the other side of this trial, on the other side of this test and this challenge, it's going to be as pure gold. God's taking us somewhere in the midst of all this. There's going to be pain with the challenge, but there's blessing coming on the other side because something new is about to happen. Something new is about to be born in you or birthed through you in your life. We've just come through Advent. Think for a minute about Mary. Just this young girl, church tradition says she might have been 15 or something, just a young girl planning to get married. Church tradition also says that Joseph was an older widower perhaps and already had a child or something. And so here she is, this young girl planning to get married, and he's going to take care of her and it's going to be a quiet life. She's probably hoping for no challenges, you know, at least for a while. And suddenly then an angel appears to her while she's drawing water one day before she's married and says, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And Luke tells us Mary was greatly troubled at his words. Well, why would you be troubled about it? I mean, she was confused by that. But greetings, you who are highly favored. Hail Mary, full of grace. Blessed are you. She's blessed of the Lord. The Lord is with you. And now that the Lord has blessed her, now that God's great grace is upon her, now that he says you're highly favored, that the generations will call you blessed, after he says all that, now her whole life, her whole world is about to be turned upside down. You are blessed and highly favored, but you're going to face a challenge. And the blessing itself is going to bring that challenge. You're going to give birth to a son. But Joseph isn't exactly going to believe that at first. And maybe not your mom and dad or the rest of the family or the people in this town. They're going to question about a young girl being pregnant and not married yet. And so there'll be a challenge to that. And your son will be born and he'll grow up. But it was Simeon in Luke 2 who says, but you know what? He'll be a sign that'll be spoken against. Talking about pointing to that day of crucifixion. And he says to Mary, you're highly blessed, but there'll be a sword that'll pierce your soul and your spirit. You're blessed, but there's going to be some pain involved in this. Blessing and highly favored. Listen to me. Blessing and challenge go together. Blessing and challenge are going to go together. If you want to be blessed, you'll have to face some challenges. There'll be some difficulties along the way. Can you handle it? Are you prepared for it? I'm thinking it was T.D. Jakes that wrote a book about can you stand to be blessed? There's blessing on the other side of this, but right now you're in a challenge. You're going through something right now and you're not sure how you're going to get there, but there's blessings on the other side. Remember this, God is a redeemer and he always acts in redemptive ways. And he will redeem every pain and every challenge and every trial that you're going through because he's going to birth something in you. There's a purpose to all this. It's a greater purpose than what you can see right now. You may not even know what's going on. You may not even know that you're pregnant with something, but God's going to birth. Are you getting this morning? This has got to be for somebody because I know I'm not pregnant this morning. There's something. I may be pregnant with a few things, but you hear what I'm telling you this morning. He's going to take you through this. He'll take you through this challenge into a place of blessing, to a place of growth where he can use you to bless others, where he can use you to speak into the life of others, a place of rejoicing, a place of thanks and blessing. He's going to teach you and show you things you never would have seen or known before if you hadn't walked through that challenge. It's a challenge and it's painful, but that pain is going to result in the birth of something wonderful. Jesus says in the New Testament about a woman goes through childbirth and labor pain, but he says, but because of the joy of the child, she forgets about the pain. All right? And so if it didn't pale somehow or another, then you wouldn't have more than one child. Like, that's it for me. Woo-wee, we're done with that or whatever. And somebody said if men were the ones having babies, the planet we just wouldn't have had any more children. So anyway, so you understand what I'm telling you. There's pain involved in this, but because we realize on the other side of that pain, there's blessing that comes. On the other side of that challenge, there's something that's going to bless our lives and take care of us in our old age. So it's worth the pain because somebody's going to take care of us in our old age and be able to program the television and keep things going on or whatever. That, trust me. Trust me when I tell you today that God's got something beyond the pain of the challenge that you're in today, because He's birthing something wonderful in your life. Trust me, and more importantly, trust Him. Somebody needs to hear this morning. You'll face challenges this year that will cause things to shift and change in your life and in your circumstances. You know why? Because God's getting ready to birth something in you. Now, I realize I'm talking about something I don't know anything about. But I know that in a woman's body, as she gets ready to give birth to that child, there are changes that have to take place in that body. I don't remember what all those words meant about being effaced and all that stuff, but I remember there were words there, and it just meant that things were changing and shifting and moving, because somebody's getting ready to birth something, and some of that shifting and changing is not always very comfortable. There's a challenge involved in that, but that's all right, because something new is about to be born. And for some of us, 2019 is going to be a year of change. Some of you are going to be pregnant with something that God wants to gift you and bless you with, and there's going to be changes that will come, and some of it will be a little uncomfortable, and you're going to stretch and grow in some ways you weren't expecting, and thinking, I don't know why I'm going through this, but then you're going to realize, because you're giving birth to something that God has for you. Something's about to be born through you that's going to bring blessing to God's kingdom and His church and to others in your life. So I say it again this morning, the challenge may be painful, but it's going to result in something wonderful. What's God going to birth in your life this year? What's He preparing you for? And again, you may not realize that you're pregnant with God's idea, with His gift, with His blessing, but you can trust Him. And when the challenge comes, you can just stop and think, I wonder if I'm pregnant with something. This challenge I'm facing, I wonder what God's going to birth through this. I wonder what blessing's going to come on the other side of this. I wonder how God's going to use this for His glory and for His kingdom. I wonder who's going to benefit from this, because I'm going through something, this challenge, but I'm blessed in the midst of it. What I'm saying to you this morning is, don't panic because of the challenges. God's up to something. And remember, challenge and blessing go together. The challenges, somebody ought to say amen to that. I got one yeah out of that, so yeah, thank you. At home, they're just shouting and waving handkerchiefs. Anyway, the challenge of 2019 needs to be, if you can pan around, there actually are people out here. So anyway, the challenge of 2019 needs to be set in perspective. Any challenge you encounter cannot and will not compare to the glory God will reveal as you trust in Him. You see, we face challenges that cause us to lose perspective. We think, well, this is awful. This is the worst thing ever. Nothing good can come from this. I don't see how God can work this. God's given up on me. The bottom's falling out. I can't make it through this. And we think that because we're focused on the challenge and not on the outcome, not on what God's producing, what He's going to birth, what's being the process involved. So here's what Paul says. He says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. N.T. Wright's translation of the New Testament reads this way: the sufferings we go through in the present time are not worth putting in the scale alongside the glory that's going to be unveiled for us. I like that. I like that. Because there's going to be challenges, and we just think, oh man, that's overwhelming. Look at that. Look at that. And we're just saying, I wonder if God's grace can kind of balance that out. Listen, what He's telling us is, I'm confident of this, that regardless of what the challenge is, regardless of what the trial is, regardless of what the enemy throws at you, regardless of what happens in 2019, it can't even begin to tip the scales of God's blessing and His faithfulness and His glory and His love and His mercy, His loving kindness towards us. Listen, it's always out of balance. Grace is always out of balance. Grace isn't fair. Grace doesn't have to be balanced against all the bad stuff that happens. A million things can go wrong, but God's glory and God's grace can't even begin to compare to all that. It just doesn't stay on the scales. Do you hear what I'm telling you this morning? And so what we're going through, hallelujah, hear that again, it's not worth putting in the scale alongside the glory. Not only the glory we're going to experience now, the glory that's being unveiled for us, but what He has prepared for us down the road, none of it compares to that. And God can use that challenge to prepare you, equip you, complete you, produce something glorious in you, and in your life. The challenge of 2019 may not be easy, but you can tell yourself, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up because I know what's ahead. I know God's up to something. This doesn't compare to the glory that's going to be revealed in my life when He completes this, when He brings me through this, when He delivers me. He's going to keep my feet. I'm not going to slip or fall. I'm going to faithfully trust Him and obey Him. I'm going somewhere in all this, and God's going to accomplish something through this, so I'm not afraid. 2019 and its challenges won't defeat me or my faith. Hallelujah. And we can all say that. I'm just about done here. While this world may be shaken by challenges in 2019, remember this. We're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. You say, what are you talking about? Where'd you get that? Well, because the Bible says that. Therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Earlier in that passage, he says that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. It was the great Assembly of God theologian Jerry Lee Lewis who said a whole lot of shaking going on. He actually was Assembly of God. Anyway, went to Southwestern for all you SAGU guys, right? Yeah, a little shout out to Bryce over there. I don't believe he completed his education there. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Things are going to be shaken in 2019. The things of this earth, even things and traditions that we hold dear, may be shaken. Some of those things may be taken away from us. But what remains are those eternal things that cannot be shaken. Kingdom things. The challenge for some of us this year may be simply to remember and always remember who's in charge, who's really in control of all of it. And we can trust Him. We can hold on to the one who oversees the shaking. Hold on to the stuff that can't be shaken. Hold on to the things that will remain after the earthquake or the tornado or the challenge that we face. After everything else has been taken away, we're holding on to what remains. Our faith and our confidence in God, our trust in Him, our family, our character and integrity that we found because we're new people in Christ. You get what I'm talking about. Everything holds together in Him, so we'll keep doing what the writer of Hebrews said. We'll be thankful and we'll worship God with reverence and awe because He's the one that holds it all together when everything else is falling apart and being shaken. People are going to die. Loved ones are going to pass away. People are going to walk out on us. Bosses won't keep their word. Promises don't get met. The paycheck's not coming in. The government can't fix it. The government shuts down. What's going to happen here? And everything's kind of shaken in the midst of all that. I just know that my God, that consuming fire, He's got it, and I'm going to keep trusting in Him regardless of what 2019 holds. And here's the other thing I remember. Whatever the challenge, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't know what challenges any of us are going to face in the coming year, but I know where my strength is going to come from. I know who's promised to be with me every moment of 2019. I know that when I'm weak, His strength and His power are going to be revealed in me and through me. I know whatever the challenge is, it doesn't compare to the glory that's going to be revealed in my life and through my life. I know regardless of how big the challenge is, God is going to work it for good. I know He's going to redeem it. I know He's at work to give birth to something wonderful through us. He's going to turn it around. I won't quit or give up because I know I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. I'm going to keep going. You can too, because He is at work in you. You can do it. And finally, the best advice I can give you this morning if you face challenges in 2019, the key to meeting every challenge is to stay close to Jesus. Intimate relationship and fellowship with God will see you through every challenge of 2019. Well, how do we have that intimate relationship and fellowship? The only way I know to do it is to spend time with Him. And we do that through prayer and reading His Word. We do that spending time with Him. Pray, seek His face. Spend time in worship. Talk to Him. Fellowship with Him. Rely on Him. Read and study His Word. Put it into practice in your life. Obey Him. Listen to Him. Follow Him. Follow His steps. You can meet the challenges of 2019 if you're walking close to Jesus. James said, are any of you in trouble? Any of you facing a challenge? Let Him pray. That's where we start. Good place to start tonight. We're going to pray. You can come join us tonight. Are you facing a challenge in 2019? The psalmist said, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I want to be as close to Jesus as I can get. Musicians, if you'll come back, we're going to sing a final song this morning. I want to stay as close to Him as I can get. And I can get as close to Him as I can when I spend time in prayer and in worship. Just being in His presence. And I can do that every day. He's as near as the mention of His name, a songwriter said once. He's as close as the mention of His name. We can call upon Him. We can know Him. So I don't know what 2019 is going to hold for you. Again, some of us have already faced more in 2019 than we thought we were going to handle. Wow. Unbelievable. Unexpected things that happened. But here's what I know. God's been with me. Some of you, I said it earlier, some of you thought 2018 you weren't going to make it through, and here you are. You thought maybe this is going to be it. You thought it in the hospital. You thought it at the cemetery. When you said goodbye to somebody you love, you thought it because of what happened in a relationship somewhere, and you just thought, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. But here you are, the first Sunday morning of 2019, and you're still serving Jesus. You're still here. You're still loving Him. The lyric to this verse, the song, yeah, says, walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you've never failed me yet. Some of us, we thought things were going to turn out. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, but you've never failed me yet. It didn't turn out just exactly the way you thought, but bless God, you're still here. You're still here. And I believe, that's what the chorus of this song says, I believe that He'll do it again. The mountains are going to move. I believe He's going to change the circumstances. I believe He'll see us through. And 2019, oh, God's going to be the same victorious, faithful, loving God that He was in 2018. Amen. Let's stand together this morning. I don't know where you want to jump in at, but let's sing this one.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. But You have never failed me.
It's the truth, isn't it? Never failed us.
Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For You have never failed.
Your faithfulness, I'm still in Your
what you thought you could handle. And I remind you this morning, it's what God said to Moses in Exodus. I'm the God of your fathers. I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Tell them that. Tell them I am. I'm not just a God of the past, but you remind them of what I did in the past. Let me tell you, He's a God of this moment, but I can tell you that He's a God who's been faithful through the 63 years of my life. He's a God who's been faithful in the 80-some years of the history of Carbondale. And if you know anybody here that's got hair as gray as mine, you can look around and go, you know what, I know their testimony too. He's been faithful in their life. He's been faithful in the generations. He's been faithful. He did it. He did it, and He'll do it again. And whatever the mountain you're facing this morning, I'm telling you, that mountain can be cast into the sea. God is going to see you through, over that mountain, under it, around it, but God's going to get you to the other side. He's going to birth in you what He needs to birth in you, and it's going to be for His glory and for your good and your benefit. Something, God's up to something in your life and in your circumstances. You can trust Him today. We're going to sing this again. He can do it again. If there's a challenge you're facing right now, I want you just to slip out, come join these that have just responded this morning. We're going to pray together like we're going to pray tonight. We're going to believe God's going to set a tone for you and set a direction for you, that the challenge is going to be met this year. God's going to rise up inside of you, and it's going to be met. Amen? So come on down. Let's pray together this morning. Now let's sing it again. I've seen you move the mountains. The presence of the Lord brings light, and His countenance and His light will shine upon you. He will make the path clear before you. He'll direct you in the path and in the steps that you're to take, in the way that you're to go. Don't turn to the right or to the left, but follow the light and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. He will direct you into a place, a good place. He'll direct you according to His blessing. He'll direct you with His peace, and He'll bring you into that place that He has for you. So don't be afraid and don't give in to despair. Though the challenges may be there, your God is victorious, and He will bring you to a place of victory in every challenge. Trust Him. Walk in obedience and know that the Lord your God is faithful to keep His word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we hear your word to us this morning by the gifting of the Holy Spirit. And we say yes to you today, Lord. We're going to walk in obedience to you. We'll not be afraid. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And I know who holds me. And it's going to be all right. I trust you with that today. Hallelujah. Can we give Him a shout of praise this morning? The victory is ours at the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever 2019 holds, Lord, we know you're going to be faithful. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness to us. Hallelujah. You did it before, and you're going to do it again. Hallelujah. I tell you what, hug somebody's neck or a fist bump there or something and let them know, you know what, God's going to be faithful in 2019. God's going to be faithful in 2019. He's done it before.